have separating us, but we have a lot of forces at work that are motivated by creating the other, the adverse. And I think the moment we, and I talk about this in the book, the moment we label somebody else, whether overtly or in our minds, we can objectify them into somebody that we don't have to be one with and connect with, and it begins the process of breaking down in terms of the fight to be right.
Well, with that, I'm going to have to close the program. It is 7 o'clock. Highway 322 is coming your way next. Alkaline, thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Liz.
It's just been a pleasure to have you in the studio, and your book is amazing. Sole Proprietorship, 8 Critical Steps to Overcoming Problems in Business and Life. You can email Al and find out more about his program at integrativemasteryprograms.com. Thanks so much, Alkaline.
Thank you.
Stay tuned next. Here comes Highway 322.
Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. Switching gears from a wonderfully enriching, enlightening program there to some Americana music and all that fits under the vast umbrella that is Americana music. We're going to bounce around a lot today, cover a lot of ground in the hour that we have. The number in the studio here is 303-442-4242 and online at dj@kgnu.org with any questions or feedback. And my name is Jeff. It's great to be with you guys tonight. And we're just going to get right started here with a little something from Eddie Arnold on your community radio station, KGNU.
I'll never be broke, I'm a carefree ranger. drifting cowboy. Happy. I'm rich, but I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowboy. I heard her sing in tongues of silver. I heard her cry on a summer storm. I loved her, but she did not know it, so I don't think about her anymore. Now she's gone, and I can't believe it, so I don't think about her anymore. If 3 and 4 were 7 only, where would that leave 1 and 2? If love can be and still be lonely, where does that leave me and you? Time there was and time there will be, where does that leave me and you? Buckskin stallion, I'd tame him down and ride away. And if I had a flying schooner, I'd sail into the light of day. If I had your love forever, sail into the light of day. Pretty songs and pretty places, places that I've never seen. Pretty songs and pretty faces, tell me what their laughter means. Some look like they'll cry forever, tell me what their laughter means. Well, if I had a buckskin stallion, I'd tame him down and ride away. And if I had a golden galleon, I'd sail into the light of day. If I had your love forever, sail into the light of day.
Crickets are singing, the bluegill's been fighting, and the fireflies are flashing with all of their might. And down on the river, old Reagan went fishing, and he's laying for a big one on a full moonlit night.
We get high on the lake, and then float down the river, get off on the back roads, get lost in the woods, buried deep in the heart of uncertain Texas. I tried hard to leave there, but never did good.
Tomorrow we're having the world's largest fish fry. Eat catfish and crappie till they come out our ears. Have it made in the shade of a sleepy pine thicket. Get covered up in chiggers and drank 10 tubs of beer. We get high on the lake and then we float down the river. Get off on the back roads, get lost. Guitar and a long-legged girl, moonlight in Texas and a six-pack of pearl.
One more midnight and her man is still gone. Night moves too slow. She tries to remember the heat of his touch while listening to the border radio. She calls toll free, requests an old song, something they used to know. She prays to herself that wherever he is, he's listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico, this is the border radio. This is the border. Thinks of her son asleep in his room and how her man won't see him grow. She thinks of her life and she hopes for a change while listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico, this is the border radio. This is the border radio. They play her tune, but you can't concentrate. She wonders why he had to go. For one more midnight and her man is still gone. She's listening to the border radio. This song comes from 1962, dedicated to a man who's gone. 50,000 watts out of Mexico. This is the border radio. This is the border radio. This is the border radio.
Yeah, Dave Allen. Dave Alvin right there, I'm sorry. And that was a song, Border Radio, and a re-recording of a Blasters classic, which he wrote. And, you know, I really like how this particular rendition just brings out some sharp new angles in the song. And that was found on Romeo's Escape. And before that, we heard a tune from Guy Clark, Uncertain Texas. And that was found on an album that was produced by Rodney Crowell and recorded in Nashville in 1983. And earlier in the set was Townes Van Zandt giving us Buckskin Stallion Blues. And yeah, that was found on At My Window, recorded in 1987, and featuring that down-home melancholic charm that is all his own, Townes Van Zandt. And to open up the set, we heard from Eddie Arnold with Cowpoke. And Eddie Arnold, of course, was a country superstar who brought hillbilly music to the city and was a highly successful chart act. And, oh, you know, gosh, he had a career that spanned seven or eight decades and had an immeasurable influence on country music. And we had a couple calls on that one. It's nice to see the support out there. And, yeah, we're going to keep on rolling. With any questions you guys might have, you can reach me in the studio at 303-442-4242. Again, my name is Jeff. Happy to be here until 8 o'clock. And up next, we've got some Whiskey Town for you, a nice alt version of a tune called Bar Lights on your community radio station, listener-supported KGNU.
I broke a string right after that happened. Can you believe that? I forgot the line, started laughing, and then my string broke.
What a revelation, simple rule of space, in your indecision. Someone can take your place. I'm surprised you can hear me through that head of hair. Wouldn't say you didn't mind, but I'd say you didn't care. Don't you ever worry about it. I've been fine this whole time, here in your afterthought. You have all your friends now, but I'm sure you miss so much. Not enough to look down upon those who picked. My blood's not neutral, I do not feel my best. Hit page in the red of rage, not sorrow nor shot test. Don't you ever worry about anything you're not. I've been fine this whole time. Here in your afterthought, here in your we'll be right back.
they could get along without the rest of me, it wouldn't matter if they did.
Drive-By Truckers right there with a great fade-out from Spooner Oldham right there, the late, great pedal steel player, and coupled with just another brilliant piece of songwriting from Mike Cooley, who is, I think, one of the best American songwriters alive today. The man is just a documentarian of the casually overlooked and the ruefully funny, and yeah, that was from Brighter Than Creation's Dark, which was recorded, I believe, in, what, 2008, something around that time. Richmond Fontaine in there with Post to Wire, the title track from the 2004 release. And that was found on the El Cortez label. Bellwether in there, another kind of an overlooked band, I think, from a Minneapolis-based alt-country rock quartet. Afterthoughts was the name of the song, and I feel like, you know, while a lot of the alt-country frenzy of the 90s and beyond saw a huge number of bands flying the banner of the genre, a few groups quietly knocked out some really great albums that represented some of the best work of the idiom, and with its primarily acoustic, sometimes stripped-down aura, this is an album that really merits comparison, I feel, to Ryan Adams' Heartbreaker, and the more acoustic side of Wilco's Being There. Again, that's Bellwether from 2001's Home Late. Whiskey Town in there with Bar Lights, an alt version of that tune, and a song that appeared on their third and final full-length album, Pneumonia, in 2001. And yeah, it's about halfway through Highway Through 22, cruising right along, and as we do, we like to change directions here to cover some ground, so switching it up with some Jackson C. Frank here on listener-supported KGNU.
Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing, is a state of mind. Sunlight dances slowly on a drum beat's broken rhyme. I speak in answers only to see them in my mind. If I had a penny, I'd throw it in the sea to see if it would float away or grow a penny tree. I play the fool of rhythm to speak of what is sane. I never think of singing to those who feel the same. See how high the rain falls, see the color in my hair. Hunt for golden porridge bowls, hear the paper tear. Thank you. just like anything to sing, to sing, to sing is a state of mind. Death gives no reason, so why should I? Death has no season, so I know I'll never die. Just like anything, to sing, to sing, to sing is a state of mind. I've damn near walked this world around, another city, another town, another friend to say goodbye, another girl to sit and cry, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many mile I have gone. Well, there was one who knew me best. You know, she gave my poor heart rest. She was my world, my heart, my dear. Now she's gone to God knows where, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. I've seen your towns, they're all the same. The only difference is in a name. The only home I ever knowed was a suitcase and the open road. And it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I have gone. So I'll fill my glasses up to the brim, and through my glass my world looks dim. But I know outside there's light somewhere, maybe my rambling will get me there, and it's many a mile I've spent on this road, it's many a mile I've gone, it's many a mile I've spent on this road, and it's many a mile I will go.
Spanish is the loving tongue, soft as music, late as spring. 'Twas a girl I learned it from, living down Sonora way. I don't look much like a lover, still I hear love words over. Mostly when I'm all alone, mi amor, mi corazón. On the night that I would ride, she would listen for my spurs. Throw that big door open wide, raise those laughing eyes of hers. Oh, how the night would go a-flying all too soon. I'd hear her sighing in her sweet and quiet tone. Mi amor, mi corazón. Haven't seen since that night, I can't cross the line, you know. They want me for a gambling fight. Like as not, it's better so. Still I've always kind of missed her since that last sad night I kissed her. Left her heart, I broke my own. Adios, mi corazón.
And when I fall a dream, conjured up by wind and sunlight sparkling on the sea. I ran aground in a harbor town, lost the taste for being free. Thank God he sent some gull-chased ship to carry me to sea.
Bruce Coburn right there giving us All the Diamonds in the World. Bruce Coburn with that really unique fingerstyle picking. And that was found on 1977's Circles in the Stream. Chris Williamson in there before that with Hurts Like the Devil. And, you know, just as baseball historians can only speculate about how players in the old Negro leagues would have fared in the absence of segregation in the major leagues prior to the arrival of Jackie Robinson in 1947, so music historians may ponder what status Chris Williamson might have assumed if she had emerged at a time when admitted homosexuals were not subject to exclusion from major record labels. But by the 1990s, openly gay women artists such as Melissa Etheridge and Indigo Girls, Katie Lang, they were able to maintain a major label contract and sell records in the millions. But when Williamson acknowledged being a lesbian in the 70s, it relegated her to independent label status and minimal coverage in the mass media. Again, Chris Williamson right there, an important figure from a really, really fantastic album. And that was Hurts Like the Devil. Spanish is the Loving Tongue was a song we heard from Bob Dylan, and that was from another self-portrait, which is the latest installment, Volume 10, in the Priceless Bootleg series, spanning 1969 to 1971. And, had a few calls on that one. Patrick Sky with Many a Mile from 1965. Patrick Sky was one of the most enigmatic performers of the 1960s folk music scene and an important member of Greenwich Village. And he had Creek Indian and Irish ancestry, so he kind of attracted attention singing the traditional folk songs that he learned from a grandmother as a child and was equally influenced by the satirical writing of Will Rogers and the topical songs of Woody Guthrie. And to open up was Jackson C. Frank, one of the more enigmatic and interesting cult figures of the 60s folk scene. And Jackson, gosh, his life was just dogged with trauma and misfortune. And he died in 1999 of a heart attack at the age of 56. Just Like Anything was a song we heard from Jackson C. Frank. And we've got about 10 more minutes to go here on KGNU. Jack Rummel's in the house for another, he's got a great program, Ragtime America, lined up for you following this. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Looks like we've got some Jamie O'Hara lined up for you with Cold Hard Truth on KGNU, listener-supported KGNU Community Radio.
You don't know who I am, but I know all about you. I've come to talk to you tonight about the things I've seen you do. I've come to set the record straight. I've come to shine the light on you. Let me introduce myself. I am the cold hard truth. There is a woman we both know. I think you know the one I mean. She gave her heart and soul to you. You gave her only broken dreams. You say you're not the one to blame for all the heartache she's been through. I say you're nothing but a lie. I am the cold hard truth. All of your life, that's how it's been. Looking out for number one, taking more than you give, moving on.
Demon soul. Oh, 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 oh. hear is true. I am far from the mint condition. Circulation's hard on you. Hold tight, hang tough. Love's not enough to keep you all fast up. Say it. Hold tight, hang tough. Love's not enough to keep you all fast up. Even with a blindfold on, he never kept his seat on the wagon, rolling off like a rolling stone. Blue chalk between his fingers, hustling a poolroom song. He always kept a line for the singers, pointing his cue right from wrong. Hold tight, hang tough. Love's not enough to keep you off that stuff. Hold tight and hang tough. Love's not enough to keep you off that stuff.
To be found.
And that about wraps up tonight's edition of Highway Through 22. Thank you so much for the calls and the feedback out there. And with any questions you may have for the playlist, you can find it online at kgnu.org. That was Julie Karen out of Boulder, Colorado, and giving us a beautiful number to go out on. Taking us up to 8 o'clock, and Ragtime America is up next with Jack in the studio. He's got a special one for you. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and online at kgnu.org.
To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. Kind of a special show tonight. I just got back from St. Louis a couple of days ago, where I participated in a music memorial concert for Trevor Tichenor, the great ragtime historian, performer, educator, radio personality. He did it all. Born January 28th, 1940, died February 22nd, 2014, lived his entire life in St. Louis. And it was a very moving concert. A lot of people showed up to play, and we're going to be touching on a lot of that this evening. But I want to open with a comment by Max Marath, an equally famous ragtimer. Who was unable to attend, but he sent this and wanted it read. There is no one in the world of ragtime who didn't cherish Trevor's friendship and his scholarship. All his life, he shared both with any of us who came his way. Always generous with his time, his knowledge, his remarkable collections, and above all, with the easygoing goodwill that defined him. We can all agree that he will be missed. We must also accept that he will never be replaced. Well, let's get on with some of the music. The first person to play in the memorial concert was Brian Keenan from Minnesota. Brian has recorded a couple of Trevor's tunes and has listed Trevor as one of his influences. So here are a couple of tunes. The first is called the Chestnut Valley Rag, which Trevor wrote in 1961.